Hi, everyone. Thank you, Brenda. Yes, this is an IR Presents and Sanctuary event. And tonight, the sanctuary is always the sanctuary, but it's even more the sanctuary than usual for Mentatus, particularly because of going 5 days without electricity and water and coming here and having food and welcome with his friends. But also, it's very, very appropriate for Mentatus' work. The sanctuary is a kind of beacon. I always say it's a beacon in the darkness. It truly functions as a counterpoint to the mainstream media and the mainstream cultural thing that is out there. But it's so appropriate for Mentatus because if you really know the history of Mentatus's work, one of the very first pieces that he did in Franco, Spain, some 40 years ago, where there was one television station in that country, he, as far as I know, according to the records, had the first independent media moment where in the south of Spain, I don't know the technical how you did it, but he got some videotape, some local cable, and at about this time in the evening, after sun had gone down, in bars and cafes, he streamed alternative television, alternative media. And that was the beginning of a certain kind of countercultural media production that some 40 years later, we are here tonight and participating in. Now, Mentatus, I'm just gonna tell you, he's a dear friend of mine, but he's a brilliant artist. I feel he's one of the great artists of our time. And his work encompasses this incredible spectrum. It goes from traditional, like photography, installations in galleries, to public art, DVDs, complex 10-year projects that exist in multiple sites. He's done work on translation. He's done work on every continent, probably except for Antarctica. Have you done anything in Antarctica?
Too cold.
Anyway, his work is networked, global, dispersed, international, diverse, borderless, constantly changing, constantly site-specific, and to me, exactly kind of representative of the way that culture is manifest today. Now, he has won all the big awards, the Guggenheims and the Rockefellers, and been featured at Documenta and the Venice Biennale, and just had this major retrospective, or anti-retrospective, because he always counters and questions things, retrospective in Madrid at the Reina Sofía Museum. But his real importance, I think, is he's one of these figures, what I used to call a cultural producer, I don't know what the word is. It's a figure who makes visible the political unconscious of your social landscape. And he has done it in all kinds of ways, all kinds of sites. And one of his, going from this cable TV thing to having, let's say, one of the first classic pieces on the internet. And again, different from a lot of that early internet art that were like pictures on the web, he actually did a piece about the structure of the internet. In that ecstasy days of like, you know, information age, he did a piece about the anti-information, about censorship, and it's an open text and anybody can contribute to. It's called The File Room. So he has done these classic pieces, and we are lucky tonight to witness one of them, Political Advertisement, which he started in 1984. And now this kind of compilation of political advertising, I see versions of this on places like C-SPAN. Those of you who know I'm a C-SPAN junkie. You know, you see this compilation and analysis of political advertisements, but when he started this with Marshall Reese in 1984, this was very fresh and very new, and this piece is very unique. And it's just great that we have you here, and you're gonna say a few words about it. Maybe I've talked too long, but I know his work so well, and I I just think it's a great honor, and it's so appropriate that Mutatis is here at the sanctuary tonight after the disaster in New York and the new normal of global warming where we have these extreme storms. He's here at the sanctuary, and he's going to talk about the peace.
Well, it will be a short introduction. I want to thank you, Brenda, Kathy, Marianne, Steve, for bringing me here. I hear very much about the sanctuary. It was the first time, and I'm very pleased to see. I mean, it's amazing that all the work is happening here. That, I think, is fantastic, and I really I'm happy and honored to be here. The project Political Advertisement started in 84, like Marianne mentioned. I was in MIT and I met a political science professor, Ed Diamond. He just finished his book, Spots, a recopilation of political advertisement. Talking with him and reading the book, I say, well, it's interesting analysis, but it would be not good to see the real thing. Like that, in a way, I feel like we start to do a work with Marshall Rees. Actually, I contact him because myself, as being a foreigner, I think he was maybe a point of view that is outside the point of view, but I think it was interesting to complement with an inside point of view. That I think since then we worked together and we used some of the political ads that Ed Diamond's collecting in the collection in MIT, but then I start to look for the old stuff of the 50s, the 60s, and I recollect all this material with different sources, archives, etc. It was obviously not internet at this moment, it was more difficult. And we made the first presentation in 82, and since then, every 4 years, before elections, we finish the work 3 days ago. That we try to go to the last minute because sometimes the spots are significant at the last minute. In the beginning it was 40 minutes, now it's 1 hour, 20 minutes. That is longer. It's probably the longer film in the history of 32 years of work. 8 versions already, every 4 years. And I will say part of the story of the interest, besides the story with Ed Diamond, that we dedicated this newspaper, I think it was mentioned him because it was at the origin of the project. He died 10 years ago. But the idea was like to see that advertising in general, it was in the very beginning information of the products. You get information and you decide. With the time, advertising is not that anymore. It's just about how to seduce, how to convince, and the same way for the political advertisement. In the beginning, it was very, very specific ways of inform, even strategies start to appear, the idea of endorsement, the idea of propaganda, the idea of negativeness, and this on and on is been through, of course, we will see the last years, the technology also changed. In the beginning it was radio and photograph practically. Black and white, then the color appears, the cinema verite, the camera in the street, all the kind of interviews and using of advertising from the political perspective. And with obviously the 80s, new technologies, special effects. But you know, I don't want to say more. We have 1 hour, 20 minutes. It's a kind of piece of history of America history. I think it's in the gallery of the presidents. I think it could be I always think in the gallery in Washington, in Eastern, the paintings, it should be some of these television spots, you know? because I think it's the way how it's pretty much portrayed. Okay, after, I will not say question and answer because I don't want to put in a position of authority. I think it's more to share comments about what we see. Any idea that everybody has and react, it would be much better than anything I need to say. I think an artist always says what they show. The other is blah, blah, blah. And I think I need to say that this collaboration that has been for years is been great to collaborate with Marshall Reeves. And also the work is about editing. But I think it's always, in a film, editing is the more important moment where you put things together. And it's the decisions, the choices, etc., that is where the work is made. Okay, well, enjoy.